Welcome to the Five Stones Podcast. I am BJ Stagner. We invite you to join us each episode as we focus on encouraging words and thoughts to improve your day, conquer your giants, and build your faith from the Word of God. So it is an honor to be here today and a blessing to me. So I hope and pray that this will be a blessing to you this morning. Just want to speak a little bit about faith today and want to talk to you about what faith is, what maybe faith may not be, but more along the line of how it is applied into our life and how we can utilize it every single day, every moment, every waking moment, and really and truly how most of us do use it every single day, every waking moment, even when we do not realize that we are. And so real quick, I want to share these things with you. Dr. R.A. Torrey, the founder of the Montrose Bible Conference in Pennsylvania, he gives this definition of faith. This is what he said. He said, to believe God is to rely upon or have unhesitating assurance of the truth of God's testimony, even though it is unsupported by any other evidence, to rely upon and have an unfaltering assurance of the fulfillment of his promises, even though everything seems against fulfillment. Think about that for a second. That's what faith is. When everything goes against the idea that something's going to happen, when everything goes against the thought that it could actually be possible, you continue to believe in the truth, especially in the Word of God. That, my friend, is faith. Faith has a fourfold association into a person's life. Faith is something that is different than anything else that we may possess in our days. Faith is associated with hearing, believe it or not. There's a hearing that's associated with faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Isaiah 55, verse 3 says, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Now think about that just for a brief second, if you will. When we say that faith comes through hearing, and hearing by the word of God, you know, there is an element that is inside of us that we'll see here in just a moment, but that faith is going to be exacerbated, if you will. It's going to come to life through hearing something that is precious, something that is true. And we know that's the word of God. That's where that faith is. So there's a fourfold association. And first, we know there's an association with hearing. Secondly, there's an association with looking, believe it or not. And you're like, hang on a second. I thought you said faith was associated with not hearing, not seeing things. Just stay with me here this morning. Did you know that we are to look for faith in our life? We are to look for it. We are to strive and try to find it in our life. Isaiah 45 verse 22 says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Look unto who? Look unto God. Look unto our Creator. And again, we're going to touch on that here in just a moment on where faith comes from, how it was given to us, and by whom. So there's hearing, there's looking, and there's a receiving end of faith. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So there's hearing associated with our faith. There is looking that's associated with our faith. There's a receiving that's associated with our faith. And you know what? To top it all off, there is a believing that is associated with our faith. The word believe is found in the New Testament 247 times. And faith are found with the word faith 244 of those times. Believing and faith is associated there with who and what we are to be and what we are to become, exercising that faith that has been given. So those are the fourfold associations that we have with faith. It's our hearing, it's what we're looking for, we're receiving, we're believing. And just to touch on that looking for it just real quick, because I don't want you to, you know, again, guys, it's not looking for signs, it's not looking for miracles, it's not looking for something miraculous to happen in this world. What it's looking for is that you're looking for opportunities to exercise that faith. You're looking for chances. You're looking out into this world where we can apply our faith that is given by God, that we'll again address in a second here. That's what you're doing. And when you look for it, when you're listening for it, that hearing aspect of it through the word of God, that's when the receiving end comes in. And also we find that it results in the believing. Many of us remember the old Sunday school acrostic of faith: forsaking all, I trust him. Forsaking all, I trust him. So many of us have applied that in our life all the way back from maybe childhood and I didn't learn that as a child. I actually learned that as an adult. Some of you that were associated in Sunday school growing up as a child, you remember that little acrostic. Beloved, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is never blind. This is what I want us to understand. It's never blind. It's not a blind leap of the faith. Soren Kierkegaard, the famous philosopher, wrote about the blind leap of faith, that when you are to exercise your faith, he was the son of a devout minister, and he took on the end of the philosophical end and world. But he taught that our faith is exercised in a blind leap. And guys, that's just not true. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is never blind. Faith relies upon a full knowledge of the Lord as given through his perfect word. Again, we've previously talked about considering the source and coming back to the source, and that source being the word of God. That's where our faith comes as well. Without faith, guys, it's impossible to please God. How do we know that? We know that by reading the word of God, not by a sign in the sky, not by a fuzzy feeling, but by reading the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he what? That he is God, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is not a blind faith. It's not a faith that is just kind of a happen chance. It's something that is work, something that is nurtured. It's something that is honestly exercised. So you may ask today, where does faith come from? We already looked at the faith that is developed through hearing, okay? And it's through the Word of God. The Word of God is perfect. The Bible is perfect. The Bible I have before me right now has zero fallacies in it. It has zero errors. It has zero contradictions. Even though some people say, well, there's some those are apparent contradictions. They're not contradictions whatsoever. You have to rightly divide the word of truth. So when we look at this and we put our faith in this book right here, and we understand that hearing the Word of God is what gives us our faith. But where did faith come from initially? All right, where did that spark come from? There's a deliverance of faith I want you to see first here today. Romans 12:3 tells us, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Every human being conceived into this world, number one, are given life through God Almighty. Life is precious in its very essence. Every life is precious in its very essence. Life is beautiful. Life is something that is a precious gift from God himself. And when he gave that life in the womb, when that conception occurred, our Lord God Almighty, our creator of all things, in whom all things consist, according to Colossians, he also put a measure of faith inside every human being. That measure of faith is there to be sparked when the hearing of the word of God bringeth forth that faith. Again, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So there is a measure of faith that is within us, that when the word of God is heard, when the word of God is taught, that it can be exercised on that word. So the hearing, the seeing, the looking, those things, the seeking for it, those four associations are still found in the deliverance of faith, because faith, the measure of faith, it's there. A measure of faith is an accounting word. It's an amount, if you will. That measure of faith has been given to every man, woman born, or I'm sorry, that's conceived in this world. And it's there for when that word is heard, it can be exercised in their life. That's the deliverance of faith, and where it comes from. It comes from God Almighty. It comes from our Lord. But then what is the description of faith today? Many people have a struggle. They want to be able to define faith. And in all fairness, there is no definition of faith in the Bible, but there is a clear, keen description of faith. And that's found in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, faith is the substance. Now, I want you to stop and think about that for a second. Substance is something that is tangible, something that you can place your hands on, something that you can grab a hold of. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the evidence of things that are not seen in this life, even though we have something tangible we can sink our hands into, that is faith. It's what we hope for. Now, hope in the sense of Hebrews chapter 11, 1 is not a wish. It's something that we're looking forward to, that we're looking down to the end, and we're trusting it to happen. We don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to happen. We don't know where it's going to happen, but it's something that we're looking forward to. Titus, the book of Titus speaks of the blessed hope. That is the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. That is a time that we're not wishing it to happen. We know according to the word of God. We know according to the preserved, purified, perfect word of God that it's going to happen. But we're hoping for the event to happen. Not wishing, we're looking for it. Okay? That's the principle of faith, my friend. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Now, let me stop you for a second. I mentioned here that everybody is given a measure of faith. At conception, every human being is given a measure of faith, and it's given by God. That faith is exercised when it's exercised upon the word of God, when it is heard. But everybody exercises faith every single day. Every single day. And the way I say that is when you sit down in a chair, you say, most people never give a second thought that that chair is going to hold them when they sit down. Most people never give a thought when they lock their front door at night to go to bed that that lock is going to fail or going to work. Most people never give two thoughts about that. We expect it to happen. That, my friend, is faith. That is faith. Me sitting in this chair right now and this chair holding me up, I have faith that the chair is going to hold me up. Matter of fact, I'm on the second floor. I have faith that the second floor is going to hold me up here. That's faith. And you say, oh, that's just silly. That's too simple. It's not silly, but yes, it is simple because faith is simple. Beloved, salvation is simple. You know, Satan, God, the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. Satan is the one that tries to confuse what salvation is all about. How simple is salvation? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My soul, the first Gentile that ever got saved was that Ethiopian eunuch of Candace, the queen, in Acts chapter 8. And all he said was, see here, and here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said this. What did he say? He goes, if thou believest, thou mayest. That's all he said. Now, he had been speaking of Jesus Christ through Isaiah 53 in that chariot, but he said, if thou believest, thou mayest. Now, remember that word believe is associated with faith in the New Testament 244 times out of 247. If thou believest, thou mayest. Ethiopian eunuch said, I believe. He says, hey, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And immediately they went down and baptized him. He was saved, born again, and he exercised his obedience and baptism, not part of salvation, but as a result of salvation. That's faith, my friend, and that's how simple salvation is. See, that's the description of faith, that you're placing something that you hope into, not wish, but you hope because you know it's going to happen, and you put your trust in the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Okay? So get that picture with me real quick, and it is a very simple thing. Salvation is simple. Again, I say Satan is the one that has confused salvation. 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through a subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus. The simplicity. Salvation is very simple. It came with a great cost, the cost of a perfect life, Jesus Christ. But it's very simple. If you believe on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's salvation. Him and Him alone. You can't believe on Jesus Christ 99% and 1% in baptism. You can't believe on Jesus Christ 90% and 10% in works, or 90% in Jesus Christ and 10% someone or something else or whatever. It's Jesus Christ solely for your salvation. That is what salvation is. That's how simple it is. So the deliverance of faith has come from above. It's been given by God. The description of faith is the substance, the tangible of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see them, but we hope for them because we know they're going to happen because our trust is in that word of God, because that faith has been sparked. It cometh through hearing the word of God. But let's talk lastly about the direction of our faith. Where should it go? Now, it is true that God has given us a measure of faith. It is true that our faith is it cometh by hearing of the word of God, meaning that, you know, it's strengthened. It comes to life by hearing of the word of God. It is exercised through hearing that. It's exercised through what path we take. But my friend, your faith is only going to be good as what direction it is placed into. Now, I'm in Matthew 17, and this is what we're going to look at just as we close here this morning. Matthew 17, and we know this in the beginning of the chapter, is the Mount of Transfiguration, that the Lord Jesus Christ takes up, Peter, James, and John, and he takes them up to the Mount of Transfiguration. He's transfigured before them. And on either side, you have, Elijah and Moses. And they're coming down the mount. And we're going to pick up in verse 14. And they're coming down the mount. And of course, they're having this conversation about what they had just experienced. And verse 14 says, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water.'" Verse 16 says, "And I brought him to thy disciples, and he could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." Verse 18 says, "And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'Why could we not cast him out?'" And I'll stop you there. The question is asked, why could we not cast him out? The answer is in verse 17, "O faithless and perverse generation." Now, I want you to understand, he wasn't rebuking the Father. The Father came with seeking mercy. The Father came with faith, begging and pleading with the master to heal his son. Jesus was rebuking those that had little faith. And that's what we're going to touch on in the very next verse. Something that is a misnomer, something that we have found to be taught so erroneously, in the world today. Verse 20, "I have taught on for years on end. It has been a firm belief of mine for I don't know how long, 15, 20 years now. Verse 20 says, "And Jesus said unto them, 'Because of your unbelief.'" That's his answer. Why couldn't we cast him out, his disciples? He said, "Because of your unbelief." Faith, little faith, lack of faith. "For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, 'Remove hence to yonder place,' and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you." Beloved, here's the key. I've heard so many people interpret this verse in saying that if you just have a little bitty, teeny, tiny faith, you can do anything. It's not what the verse says. It's not what the verse teaches. As a matter of fact, Jesus Christ teaches against that. He says it's a perverse generation, faithless and perverse generation. Three separate times, Jesus Christ rebuked his disciples for having little faith. Peter walked across the water. He pulls him up out of the water, Jesus does. Jesus saves and says, "Oh, you have little faith, man. You know, why did you doubt?" he says. You know, after they've seen the miracles and all the things that happened, he says unto them, "Oh, you have little faith. Wherein did you doubt?" Jesus rebuked them for having little faith. So that's not what the verse teaches at all. He's using the mustard seed as an example. The mustard seed being the smallest, the tiniest of all seeds. And yet, though, when it's planted, it renders a massive and beautiful plant, big plant. So Jesus Christ is telling us that your faith is not to be small and tiny, but it's to be planted in the proper source that's full of power. It's need to be placed in Jesus Christ. The direction of your faith is what's going to make the difference in your day here and tomorrow. Beloved, faith has been given to each and every one of us at the conception of our conception into this world. Everyone has faith. As a matter of fact, it takes more faith, guys, to not believe in God than it does to believe in God. But we're all given faith. The difference is where we're placing that faith. The deliverance of faith, that it comes from God. The description of faith, that is the evidence of it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But the direction of our faith is what makes the difference of in eternity. It's not to be small faith, but rather it's to be planted in a proper source, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, that is where our faith is to be found. Whether we see it, whether we know it, whether it's the where everything goes against the fulfillment of the promises that we have received, our faith placed in the proper source will fill us with power to believe those promises and to see them come to fruition. I hope and pray this is a blessing to you today, guys. Trust that you have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us for this week on the Five Stones Podcast. Let me invite you to subscribe and join us each week for more encouraging messages from the Word of God. We pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day.